This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. military today staged more attacks in and around Fallujah as it continues its campaign to bring the predominantly Sunni city under control. U.S. Marines in Iraq described the latest assault as self-defense. It followed the expiration of a deadline for insurgents in the city to surrender their heavy weapons, and came one day after another devastating attack in Najaf that left more than 60 Iraqis dead. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. What's the situation today in Fallujah?
Well, witnesses are saying, at least they've told the Reuters news agency, that 10 homes have been wrecked by U.S. airstrikes and by shelling. And they say that many more were damaged. We don't know the casualty toll yet. It's doubtful whether we will for some time. As you know, there were images on the television of smoke and tracer fire and flashes. So it appears to have been fierce fighting that lasted some time. One report talked in terms of 2 hours. This morning, there are reports that lightly armed Iraqi police and security forces have been in the streets of Fallujah, where, as you know, the U.S. military estimates there are some 2,000 insurgents.
What else is the U.S. military saying about Fallujah?
Well, it's limited in what it's saying, but it says that it was attacked by insurgents and responded in self-defense. He says the insurgents violated the ceasefire, which has been much abused over the last couple of weeks. It also says that at one stage its forces directly hit an ammunition dump, and that perhaps might explain, although they didn't say this, one can conclude it might explain that some of the explosions that we saw in Fallujah after dark last night were caused by that. The Marines have been preparing to hold joint patrols with Iraqi security forces in Fallujah, though it's not clear whether this will, as initially suggested, actually begin tomorrow or not. U.S. General Mark Kimmett, the military spokesman, yesterday said it could take between 6 to 8 weeks to take control of the city, so these plans clearly are fairly fluid at this stage.
It's been nearly a month since four American contractors were killed near Fallujah. Do you have any sense of the mood of the residents there?
It's difficult to get a complete sense of that because of the state of affairs there, the violence there. But we do know that today's Saddam Hussein's 67th birthday. Now, that date used to be marked here in Iraq as a national public holiday with hour after hour of songs and programs on TV lionizing the dictator. Saddam, of course, is spending the day under guard in a secret jail. But in Fallujah, it's a date with a special significance because this time last year, U.S. troops from the 82nd Airborne opened fire at night on a demonstration in disputed circumstances outside a school in which they were holed up, killing more than 14 people. And the following day, the three more Iraqis died in an exchange of fire with troops in Fallujah. So these events made a big impact there. And since then, it's become really known in the Sunni world as Iraq's most intransigent stronghold of anti-American and anti-occupation sentiment.
Now, what about Najaf? What's the latest from there?
Well, further versions are emerging of events there on Monday when the U.S. military says it killed 64 or so insurgents in two separate incidents, and that was by far the most, the highest death toll in any exchanges they've had with Muqtada al-Sadr, the Islamic clerics' militia, which have been holed up in the city of Najaf. Two Iraqi newspapers this morning have been saying that the death toll is actually 34. So it's obviously a disputed figure, but even at 34, that would be a significant blow for a militia that's only thought to be about four figures inside, you know, in the thousands rather than in the tens of thousands.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.